Good morning and welcome to Focus Richmond, and excited to have Katie in the studio with me. Good morning, Katie.
Morning.
Now, Katie's here to talk about the VCU Health System's teen weight loss study, of which, Katie, it's a group called Teens, right?
Yes.
So what made you sign up for Teens?
I was just wanted to change something about myself, and we had seen this thing because I've gone to doctors at VCU Children's Hospital, and they always send you little flyers about the different programs they're doing, and we'd seen this one a couple times, and then I was finally like, let's do it.
Let's do it. So as part of Teens, like, what are some of the things that you do in the Teens group?
Your first hour of, you have weekly sessions that you go to.
Okay.
And your first hour, you sit with like a nutritionist, and you have different lessons each week of what you talk about with them, and you're in a room with everybody else who's in the program, and you basically just talk about nutrition and how to improve and your emotions tied into it. And then your second hour is you're in the gym with VCU interns who run the workouts.
Right.
And it's, at least for me, I really enjoy the interns in there because they're not just there to get their hours or whatever. They really want to see you push yourself.
Right. And it's wonderful. It's like you have your own personal trainer.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want that?
Yeah.
So what are the ways, some of the ways that you think that this has really kind of, the teen program changed your life?
It taught me how to look at things like from a nutritionist perspective, or regardless of the results and how they've changed after the teens program, they taught me things about working out and eating certain foods that I would have never had if I hadn't done the program.
Like different, did they teach you different exercises or weighted or different?
They give you each week, sometimes you get a piece of paper or something about like, you can do this weekly challenge, or here's a HIIT workout for you to do, and different resources that you can use at your disposal.
What's a HIIT workout?
A HIIT workout is a high intensity
training or interval.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one where you have to like do different things?
Yeah.
And
you do, yeah.
Wow. Did that feel good?
Yes.
So you got into that. I totally love that. So my next question is, what if you had to pick the one thing from the teens program that you're most proud of? Was it, you know, the exercising, learning the nutrition, meeting people? What was it?
I would say I really enjoyed the people because everybody's there for the same purpose, same goal.
Right.
So you don't feel uncomfortable, but also physically how I've improved, like knowing how to work out and being able to push myself.
Right. What that does for you. So let's just say there's another teen who's considered it, who saw some of the information about teens. Would you recommend it? And if you would, what would you say to them?
I would recommend it as long as you like, there's certain guidelines that you have to be in to do the program because it's a research study and they want to have consistency. But also, like, it's a lot of work. I'm not going to lie. It's easily
intense.
It's 4 months of the weekly sessions, and then you do like a 3 month update and then a 7th month update where you just go back for like a day and they want to see how you're doing. It's a lot of work. And if you're willing to put in that work, I would recommend it.
Excellent. I like that. So if I'm a person who's kind of thinking, this might be something, were there any parts that made you feel uncomfortable or something that maybe you thought, this was a bad idea?
Nothing specifically.
Good.
There's one part that I personally, I don't know, each week you would get on the scale, you'd be in a room with a coach almost who are in your sessions, and they just talk to you about your past week and like how you're feeling, whatever. And not that that made me uncomfortable, but like it really makes you realize what you do affects your body.
Right. It makes you be retrospective of the week and which we're all supposed to do.
Yeah.
But you got to have a coach to do that for you, which is pretty awesome. So you would overall recommend the teens program?
I would recommend the program.
That's cool. Can I chat with your mom for a second? Hey, Patty, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
So this teens program, what was it that made your family choose this? Because I'm thinking it was probably a family choice.
It is a family program, actually, though. So the parents can be put in two study groups. So one study group, the parents actually do the same program that the teens do, but separate.
Okay.
So the teens had their coaches and their exercise leaders, and then the parents had their own coaches.
That's awesome.
The other side of the study is that the parents become the coaches for the teen.
Right.
So they sit in classes together.
Right.
And I guess they want to see whether, is it more beneficial for a parent to do the program side by side, or together as the parent being the mentor.
So were you a mentor, or did you have your own program?
No, we had our own program.
Cool.
So we did very much what she did. We didn't get to do the exercise hour, which I was disappointed because
you wanted your own trainer.
All of us moms wanted to sit and work out while they were in their meeting.
Right?
But we got to sit with a nutritionist or a behavior specialist, and we talked about behavior choices and proper food nutrition. And it was all moms. And then we also got weighed every week. And we also had our food looked at and what food choices we made. And we also had, we pretty much did the same thing as them. And then.
And that makes it easier at the dinner table or making choices throughout the day because you're all kind of
on the
same
program. It definitely helped the family. And then we did surveys about what kind of foods we had in our house and how we were making improvements over these 4 months.
Right. So, did you feel like this made a big change in your family and your choices?
It made a huge change for me. Personally,
right.
I did lose quite a bit of weight from the program, and I have maintained it for now a good year and a half, a year or so. So I felt like it's been a good program, and I still keep the words in my head of what they have taught me. So.
Right. I love how I always say, once you know it, you can't unknow it.
Right.
Which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So have you seen a lot of changes in Katie with this?
I definitely see some changes behaviorally and exercise wise. She is more willing to get up and exercise and wants to exercise, and she wants to be healthy.
Right. Because we all know how empowering that is, especially, I'm going to say this, as a female.
Yes.
It's so great to feel physically mm-hmm. strong. It emotionally empowers you too.
Right.
Yeah.
It's hard to be a teenager though. I mean, there are so many bad choices to make, but I think she does her best to, you know, be a teenager and still make better choices than she had not if she had not done the program.
Correct. You can't unknow what you know now. And plus, you also realize how good it feels when you're eating healthy versus when you're not, and how that doesn't feel great.
Mm-hmm.
If you would you recommend this to a family? And if so, why?
I would. I felt like, well, I think you need to it can't be a forced program.
Right.
She approached me about it, so it wasn't me coming to her saying we're going to do this program.
Right.
So I felt like that was a big thing. And, you know, it was a big time commitment, you know, once a week for, you know, I had to take her for an hour, and then we had our class. So it was a good 2 hours in the evening once a week. And that's a time commitment. And then just being committed to tracking your food and tracking your things. And, you know, those take some time.
Oh, it definitely does. And then the other thing is, it's the brain memory. Once you know it, it's pretty much easier if you're prepping your food. You know, you've done it enough times, you kind of get it. Do you have other children?
I do.
Were they affected by this? I mean, did they also get to come along for the ride?
Well, she came along for the ride some, but I think it's helped her make some good choices.
Yeah.
I think she definitely makes some better choices overall. And
that's wonderful. So again, how did you guys find out about the program?
We had seen some doctors at the VCU Children's Center for an endocrinologist, and we had seen flyers around, and then we had some flyers mailed to us. So then we had to apply to see if we were eligible, because students have to be between 13 and I think it's 18 years old. And they had to be of a certain weight, and, you know, there had to be certain characteristics.
Criteria,
Yes, criteria.
That's
and
great.
And so once we hit that, then they mailed us back and said, this is when the program is starting, and we went from there.
That's wonderful. And Katie, obviously this is something that you really, really feel good about doing.
Yes, I do. One thing I wanted to say is about the gym that they have there, it's not specifically just for the program. So, like, they do gym sessions where you can go for a week. Each week they have, like, a night where you can go, which I did a couple sessions after the program.
Right.
Where you just get to work out with the trainers, but you're not a part of – you're not in the program anymore.
Right.
And then during the program, they also offer a chance where you can come in on the weekends, like on a Saturday morning, and do an extra workout with the support
of a trainer. That's wonderful. So it's kind of like having your own super gym membership, and you get to go at different times.
And the program also, they give you a YMCA gym membership for the time that you're in the program.
Nice.
So basically, they provide you with everything, and all you have to do is be committed to it.
Right. All the tools, all the supports there, and there's other people along with you who are along on the same journey. I really like this. Now, again, so it's the VCU Health System's Teen Weight Loss Study. So it is a research program.
It is a research project.
So the best part is you're also part of a project that's going to help others, which is pretty awesome. That's very cool. Well, ladies, thank you both so much for being here with me. If anybody is interested, I think that Katie and Patty would definitely recommend this program to you. If you want to get any information, obviously you can go to VCU, to their website. It's the VCU Health System's There you go, Lori. The VCU Health System's Teen Weight Loss Study. And everyone, thanks for spending some time with us on this Sunday on Focus Richmond.